I am honored to introduce Sylvia Tamika Peters, who will be presenting the valedictorian address.
Undisciplined, irreverent, and original manner possible. To me, Feynman encapsulates, in this one sentence of advice, how learning and how passions should be treated. We're all inquisitive creatures, but it's essential to recognize that these innate curiosities, these interests or questions, that are perpetually in our minds should be given into, should be explored, because, well, what else is there? There are several stages of human curiosity. First, there's the four-year-old, the kid who wants to know everything about anything he sees. Dinosaurs, cats, robots, or anything shiny. Then there's the preteen, the girl who realizes she can have her own opinions, but she can choose what she wants to think about or obsess over. Over these years, we were provided with a foundation. Elementary school and middle school taught us the intellectual and social fundamentals. Then we came to high school, and something more started to develop. We began to find our true talents and delve into pursuits much more tangible to us. In high school, we found psychology, art, procrastination. We found engineering, political science, music. For everyone, the subject was different, but universally, high school has acted as a springboard onto colleges, onto jobs, onto our curiosities. At this juncture, we have to take those beginnings that have enthralled us, and we have to develop them, explore them, play with them. I say play because obsessions are fulfilled not necessarily for someone else or even a larger moral imperative, but simply because we are intrigued. Because we can't leave a question unanswered or stop in the middle. Because we want to keep trying, keep asking, keep having fun. Because it's our drive. Exploring a passion is also like playing, because we can't take ourselves too seriously, or else obsession can stray into self-importance. It seems only the nature of being passionate or curious that we will, at one point or another, bump into walls. And we can't abandon our interests because there is someone who says that they're not right, not acceptable. However, we have to remember to stand up for our pursuits, not because we feel the need to prove anything to anyone, but simply because we intuitively, irrepressibly love them. Now, to return to Richard Feynman, he was the embodiment of his own spirited advice. Famous for his work on the Manhattan Project and research into quantum electrodynamics, Feynman had a haphazard genius. He was curious, enthusiastic and multidisciplinary. He was an amateur drummer, artist, and safecracker. He always approached problems with unconventional methods and always with humor. Feynman tells us how, as a new professor at Cornell, he felt burned out. He was thinking about physics in a purely academic manner, and it was stifling him. But upon observing a plate wobbling in the air as it was thrown in the cafeteria, he began once again to speculate, to solve the questions about its motion that were sparked in his mind. Now, with this simple observation, Feynman realized what he loved about physics was that he could play with anything around him that grabbed his attention. It didn't matter that that plate wasn't important for the future of science. He just wanted to know more about it. Ironically, he did end up winning the Nobel Prize for plate, for work which stemmed from that wobbling plate. Now, we can't all be Richard Feynman, and thankfully we don't all want to be. And that's what's wonderful about this transition away from high school, is that we are free to discover whatever in this world we truly enjoy. Knowing this class, some of these developments will be startling and possibly frightening for bystanders, but each will hold a true love and an irrepressible passion. We will each take something with us today as we leave Nauset, whether it be the love of a microscope, a language, a sport, an equation, a book. These passions will mature, maybe change completely over the years. But at the present, we have learned more or less what our obsessions are. And now we can play. So, to everyone who is here and has made this opportunity possible, our family, friends, teachers, and administrators, the class of 2010, thank you.